The minutes, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded. We'll be ready to vote. So we'll start, Beth, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Just say your name. We'll do this one time. So just say your name and then if you vote yea or nay.
Okay, Beth Smith, yea.
Mark Nicholson.
Michael Watkins, yes.
Janice Griffin, yes.
Mike Johnson, yes.
Judy Renicki, yes.
Jeannie Glover, yes.
Scott Bertram, yes.
Okay. That's carried, so that's been approved. The second thing is the auditor's report. We have Melissa Williams here representing the audit report. Ms. Williams.
Good evening. I just wanted to say thank you for letting us do the audit again this year. This is Jeremy Watson. He's the audit partner over the audit. I'm just going to kind of go through the financial statements, high level. Y'all can ask me any questions at all as we go along. If you turn to H1, that's going to say independent auditor's report at the top. And it starts out by saying that the financial statements are materially correct, and so it's an unmodified, or it's a clean opinion. That's what most people think of it as. The next page, there is a note. It says required supplementary information. One thing for governmental audits is that you need to have a management discussion and analysis, and the library has chosen not to do that, and so there's just a paragraph stating that in the report. Okay, you can turn over to page 4, that's the statement of net position. And we audited both years for this because Curly's Ridge gets one every other year, but we go ahead and do an audit covering both years. So when we confirm cash, we confirm cash at both dates. So this is just going to show you your cash, your capital assets, and then your liabilities, which are very little in this this library here. I mean, the way this is set up is Curly Ridge will get a state funding, and then they will keep a small amount, but then transfer it on to Craighead County, Jonesboro, and then they will use it to service everyone. So you won't see very many expenses or anything in this entity. And then the next page is a statement of activities. The first section shows your expenses, and that mainly is just going to be a transfer of funds to Jonesboro, and then a few minor expenses there. If you look at the line, it's almost toward like 3 lines up from the bottom. It says change in net position. And that would be like your income or your loss. So for 2023, it was a decrease, so a loss of $56,000. But your end of year fund balance was $140,000. Now your next statement is a little bit different. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the next one is 2022. Okay, so same thing here. Your government activities is that 268, so that's your expenses, and then your revenues below that. And if you'll notice on 22, there's something called an ARPA grant. And what that is basically some government money that you got that you weren't really expecting to get. It's from the Federal Act or Relief, something about it. American Relief Act or something like that. But anyway, it's just money that y'all got that you didn't really know about. And most of that was also transferred to Jonesboro. And then there, again, change in that position on this year was a positive $68,000. And then at the end of 22 was your $197,000 in fund balance. Okay, and then your next statement is a little bit different than the first page, or page like four, because for governmental, you have you don't have capital assets included in your assets, because they look at it different. They look at capital assets as an expenditure instead of as an asset. So the first one was more GAAP. This one is more fund accounting for government. So you see up at the top, your assets are cash. You have a few liabilities and then your fund balance. And then at the very bottom, it says, what's the difference between that first statement and this one? It's your capital assets there. So it kind of reconciles back to the other report. And then on your next page, page eight, this is your governmental statement of your revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balance. And again, this is going to be just a little bit different than the first one, because the top part will not include, it will include the purchase of fixed assets, and it will not include anything for accrued vacation, because that's not allowed for governments. So that's your two reconciling items at the bottom. And then the next page is 2022. Again, that's going to be the same type of thing. Your two reconciling items at the bottom are going to be the capital assets and the change in that vacation. And the next pages are all the notes to the financial statements. And these basically are just going to be more support, explaining where we got our numbers from, how we came about. There's no major changes from the prior year to this year. And then at the very back, we have on page 14, your statement of activities, and then it shows your budget versus your actual. And this might be more helpful because it does spell out basically what you spent your money on at this level. So you see that large amount is the state aid distribution, and then you've got some small expenses there. But they're all very similar to what you have budgeted, all except for, like I said, the ARPA grant you received. You didn't really budget for it because you didn't really know you were going to get it. So, and then the next page is the 2022 budget versus actual. Again, that's going to be this basically the same thing now. You received the revenue, all the revenue in 22 for the ARPA grant, but then you spent it some in 22 and the remainder in 23. So that's why there's 2 years. That one covers 2 years. Okay. And then the last few pages is talking about any internal control issues that we've noted. And as you know, there's very little activity in Crowley Ridge, and Sarah does the majority of everything. She records everything. So, of course, that's the only finding we had, was that, you know, we would love in a perfect world to see all those things split out, but we know that that's not possible. So we just have to put this in here, and it'll probably always be in there. For an entity this small, it does not make sense to try to split out everything. Do you all have any questions at all? And you do have some letters at the back of the report I put in there. This is required documentation. It just tells your responsibility, my responsibility, lots of stuff like that. I'm not going to go into them, but you feel free to read them.
So is this just this corrected and uncorrected misstatements? Is that just something that has to be in there, or were there actually ones that were?
I don't remember if CRRL had any adjustments, but I really don't think that there were any.
Okay.
If they were, they were really small adjustments.
Okay, so that's just a standard paragraph that has to be in there.
Yes.
Okay, great.
That paragraph's been in there for all the years I've been on the board.
Yeah. Any other questions?
The bottom line is it's a good audit.
Yes, it is.
Anyone have any questions? And of course, we're always free to get with the director and have her ask questions to the auditors for if anybody has any individual questions about it, and let her get an explanation and then share it with the individual or with all of us, whichever it happens to be. Yep. You're paid for all year, 24 hours a day, right? If we have a question.
Yes,
for sure.
Sure.
Examples of how to actually accomplish segregation of duties, and maybe a step in the right direction. What would that look like? Just somebody else being involved, at a minimum. It's like some things require two signatures versus one, or I guess do you have some examples of
here's an example right here. So Sarah gets the checks in the mail. Sarah deposits the checks, and Sarah goes into the accounting software and posts that. How would you know if it got posted? How would you know if it didn't ever make it to the bank? And with her doing every step, there's no check and balance. So you would want to, put another check and balance in there, like maybe someone else opens the mail, records the deposit, and then gives it to Sarah, and Sarah takes it to the bank. Then you've got two people looking at it, two separate things. I mean, that's the kind of thing you're looking at, is that if she's able to do everything and there's not very much oversight, then she could potentially write herself a check or, transfer some money to her own account or something like that.
How often are you going to do the deposits? How often is that?
It depends on, for Carly Ridge, our state aid check is direct deposited now. So it's very rare that I go to the bank for Carly Ridge. And honestly, I'm not usually the one that takes it to the bank because I'm usually covered up doing something else. So somebody else will actually take it to the bank for me.
And direct deposit also eliminates you from actually doing something with it before anybody else sees it.
Right.
It goes directly to the bank.
And the state will send us a letter saying, hey, you're going to get this money in the mail. And at the very top of that letter, it says, this does not contain a check. And then we get one of those half full, like your IRS return comes in, and it says, this is not a check. It has been direct deposited. So I put those two with the letter, and they get scanned in.
I was just thinking there would be an opportunity, if we had, it wasn't that frequent, maybe we could have Vanessa also sign some document saying, okay, I verify this is your name. So it wouldn't take a lot of Vanessa's time, if it wasn't that frequent of a thing, I was just kind of thinking through how we could add some oversight without burdening everyone.
Well, how about Kaylee? She's the treasurer.
She's not an employee.
Oh, it's got to be an employee. Mm-hmm.
And you could have somebody else reconcile the bank account. That would probably be another thing, too.
And that does happen.
On this one, that one, yeah. Hey, reconciles this one.
Okay.
So that
because
helps.
I handle most of it, I can't do the...
Yes.
Okay, so we do have a division there then. All right, is there any further question or discussion concerning the audit? Okay. I'll accept a motion then to approve the auditor's report.
Go ahead. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is there a second?
A second.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, since this everybody's already been announced as to who is here on the first vote, then we'll just... all in favor of approving the audit as it was presented, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that carries then. Our first quarter financial report.
Take that one.
Okay.
Through the first quarter, it was very smooth, very easy. You can see not much happened. I love this budget so much because it's so simple and it's so easy. So it really takes me about 5 minutes to get everything together. But everything is looking great. Everything should be on track. So.
Okay, so we've paid for the audit then? The audit that we just approved?
Yes, we will pay that on this budget.
Okay, great. As we look through it, anyone have a question? If not, then I'll accept a motion to approve the current first quarter budget as presented.
So moved.
Okay, the motion's been made. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, Michael. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Does that conclude the business that we have for Crowley's Ridge Regional Library? Okay. Is there any other business that needs to come before that's not on the agenda at this point? No? Okay. Then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
Okay, motion's been made. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The meeting is adjourned. 5:20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what you need to fix that clock.